Space with Hannah and Jules.
Hey everybody, Jules and Hannah back again. Today we're going to continue talking about mindfulness. But before we start, what is mindfulness? Hannah, can you help us out?
It's pretty simple. Mindfulness is something that as humans we're naturally able to do. It just takes a little bit of work. So let's get into the definition, right? Mindfulness is being present. Being present and being aware of what you're doing, how you're doing it, really kind of tuning into our five senses. It's technically meditation, but a great meditation that doesn't really mean that you have to sit and say om or all of those things. Kind of just, even while you're going throughout your day, say that you're feeling anxious while you're driving and there's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. Take note, but do it in a peaceful way. Like, what color are the trees? What color are the leaves on the trees? What color are the cars in front of you? How are you feeling? Just tuning in to like those five senses, things that you can see, things that you can hear.
Okay, so mindfulness isn't really about creating this space of quietness or quieting the mind, really. It's more so about creating a space that's free of judgment and allowing yourself to exist within that space. Because those kinds of spaces are the grounds for healing. And that's really where healing starts, is by removing any sort of judgment of yourself and taking an inventory, doing a body scan, finding where the anxiety lives, finding where the hurt and the pain lives, and nurturing the healing of those spaces, of those areas.
Exactly. So taking notice, being aware, but as these thoughts of like what you're paying attention to in that moment, doing it without judgment, not being like, oh my God, well, why would I think that? Or like, it doesn't have to be that. So allowing yourself to be present in the moment without being harsh to yourself, which is easier said than done. But I feel like it just takes a little bit of practice, like anything. It's exercise for your brain.
What would you say are like some of the first steps? Maybe like ridding yourself of distractions?
Definitely. I think for beginners, maybe setting a time for just like maybe 5 minutes, right? Or maybe even less than that. Say you're busy. Hey, it's cool, right? You're at your lunch break. Go to the break room if it's quiet. Go to your car. Have a seat. Chill with yourself. And then take an inventory. Like, I'm in my car. What do I feel right now? What am I seeing? Okay, it's fall. I see and I notice that the leaves on the trees are changing to this pale yellow. And the sky is like immaculately blue and gorgeous, and there's people walking by, but yet they're living their own lives and doing that without judgment, like allowing those thoughts to come.
Yeah, and getting yourself out of that me movie that's constantly playing in our heads, that mini series of our own lives that we're constantly playing back and reflecting on.
You can even start with like mindfully eating, which is fun.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, ooh, say you're eating spaghetti. What do the noodles taste like? What do they feel like in my mouth as they go down my throat, as they settle in my stomach, as I go for that glass of water? How does the cup of water feel in my hand? Like the condensation that might be happening, and just taking in all those sensations, but allowing yourself to be fully and present in that moment without judging those thoughts and those things is basically the basis and the stepping stone for it. It takes us away from that me movie that plays in our mind.
Yeah, I liked the point that you made about noticing other people, noticing people in your immediate surroundings. Because just as human beings, I feel like we have a tendency of getting really caught up in our own little drama, our own little mini-series that's happening. And rightfully so. I mean, you got to take control of your life and you got to be in charge of your life and your actions. But at the same time, it's really important to check in with like the human race as it stands and everyone around you, and just acknowledge that we're all connected. We all share the same space. We all share this environment. And we're all equally responsible for caring for this earth.
Yes, exactly. And so I think while we are in that state of noticing and being highly aware, like our senses are heightened, like Spider-Man or that of, I don't know, whatever, a super person, a superhuman. Anyway, allowing ourselves to see those people, but to not let like their situations and their energy necessarily seep into what we're doing and how we're feeling. So I think that's one of the main dope things about mindfulness, just creating that space for you to purposely exist. A lot of times we're on autopilot, and so we're just going through life doing things that we do every day where it doesn't really force us to think about
our impact, really, and the interconnectedness of everything. But the practice of mindfulness is really about being present and aware of what we're doing so that we can have a healthier impact on our lives, on ourselves, to our bodies, and ultimately on our environment.
Mindfulness allows you to step into actually being present in that moment, which is hard. I mean, it's 2019 and we could be like, oh my God, I want to go hang out with my friends. And like everybody's on their phone and it's like, dude, nobody's being present. Nobody's in the moment. Nobody is going into this meeting and this gathering with intention. And so being mindful really just sets the tone and the mood for your day, for your life in general. And it's just so crucial.
What are some like really basic practices of mindfulness, and like how can we begin to start in incorporating this into daily practice?
Yeah, so like I stated earlier, I mean, it's chilling by yourself, setting a tone, setting a mood, setting some space for yourself to breathe. Actually, when I was at Four Winds, my therapist told me to go into my room, to shut the door behind me, maybe put on some noise cancellation headphones, or, you know, maybe not noise cancellation because you want to be aware and you want to be present in that moment, but just laying down on the bed, right? Being with myself and breathing in deeply. How does that feel? What does that look like as my body, as like I inhale, what is my body doing as I'm exhaling? What am I releasing? Like, what am I hearing in the background? The taste in my mouth? What, like, just the tiny little things that we don't pay attention to. I think that's the perfect way for a beginner to kind of get into being mindful. And as we continue to do these mindful exercises, it allows us to truly feel at ease, to feel at peace, because we're able to live our lives and be present, but to not judge ourselves at the same time, which is really the best way to live.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like mindfulness is almost a state of hyper-awareness, which I would be worried for some people would like kind of trigger some anxiety or something. How do you avoid that?
Wow, okay, yeah. So again, mindfulness is definitely like meditation, but not in an overwhelming state. So for somebody who ruminates like myself or catastrophizes like myself, it's very easy for that quiet space or even just being very presently aware, it can turn into like a freaking me movie yet again, because you might get warped up in your own stuff, right? So when that happens, that's okay. Take a step back and maybe try it again later. But sometimes mindfulness is not for everybody. There are so many different coping mechanisms out there that can help you and that we'll dive into.
At some point, I'd like to talk about how tarot can be used as a tool for reflection.
Yes, definitely. I actually just started getting into tarot because of you, because you're awesome. And so, yeah, it can definitely be a tool. It's really just there to read your energy And I think there's such a major misconception about it, but we'll get deep into that another time.
We really hope that you're enjoying these segments and that they're of use.
Today's information, just as a source, was mindful.org.